and welcome to another episode of the Hope Mindful Compassion Show. My name is Paul Garrigan and I manage the mindfulness program here at Hope.
Hi, I'm Bill and I'm a volunteer here and I help people with personal training.
Very welcome, Bill. So what I thought we'd talk about today, so this personal training and this whole fitness thing, how important is it for people who come to rehab?
For me, I think it's really crucial.
Why?
Because everyone coming here with a low self-motivation, self-esteem and everything. So being fit and looking good is very, very important for them to stop taking what they used to take.
And do you find it sort of hard, you know, because a lot of people are probably starting off with very poor fitness, are they?
Yeah, they're all very, very bad. So.
And how long, you know, is there some people who you wouldn't encouraged to get too much into the fitness, or you think can anyone sort of start to work on their fitness when they come to rehab or generally?
If they're not on details, I think they should really try and go slow, and I'll be monitoring on their progress. So if they're going too hard on themselves, then I'll tell them to slow down. But if those really want to excel, then they go all the way.
And there's going to be people at home, what would go slow involve? Like, what type of exercise, how long would they be doing it for in the beginning?
Yeah, starting I'll recommend 15 to 20 minutes, just core workout to really get and exercise every muscle group. And then slowly, if you want more intense training, it'll be a one-on-one session.
So when you say core, I mean, what do you mean? You mean like using the weights or using sit-ups or...
Mostly body weight.
And so would you say that's almost more important than the aerobic stuff?
I think it's something similar, but we mesh things up a little bit. It's like twice a week, something like aerobic dance, and twice a week, core workout.
And like if people had to choose, would you sort of say, you know, get your aerobic good first and then do the sort of more the strength stuff and weight stuff, or do them both together?
I think it's nice to do it both together, but slowly.
Slowly, 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes, and then progress 40, and then advanced people will go to an hour.
And boy, so most people stay here for a month or say two, and so by the end of, say, a month, say someone's come here new, they're very, very poor fitness, what can they sort of expect after about a month?
A month, they can really see themselves growing, and they have more stamina. Even walking up the stairs will be easier. And for those who go into, because in second week, usually I push them into weights. And if they really follow the program, they can see shapes are coming up.
And should people be exercising every day, or should they have rest days?
I think the maximum is 5 times a week, and definitely 2 days to really rest and do nothing.
And what happens if people are very, very enthusiastic and they don't have the rest?
Because people get confused that the more you work, the more results you get. But with weights, it's like your muscle grow when you rest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you really, it's crucial to have rest days.
And what could happen if you didn't have the rest?
You'd be tired, worn out, and your immune system might just drop and you might just get sick.
And you probably just lose all your motivation, I suppose, as well, would you?
Yep, and it takes a long time to build back the similar strength that you were on the road to.
So sort of, you know, being too enthusiastic in the beginning might actually be a really bad thing.
You can say that, yeah.
What would you say tends to be more of a problem in rehab, being too enthusiastic or not being enthusiastic enough?
I think it's...
In regards to exercise.
Yeah. Many people struggle to have a balance because when we were addicts as well, we always do something to the extreme and we don't have enough rest, don't have enough food, don't have enough water, not enough sleep. So people just exercise and... Yeah, I'm in hospital sometimes.
And, you know, you must have seen some amazing transformations in your time here, have you? You know, people with the exercise, people who've really done well with it.
Yeah, really, really.
And have you sort of seen people sort of going from poor fitness to quite a high level of fitness, even within a couple of months?
Yeah, especially the people who stay here for 2 months and 3 months. Their progress is amazing, really amazing. And I also brings up the best in them, in their daily lives in rehab, because I really emphasize on healthy body, healthy mind, and finally healthy self.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, I mean, what type of benefits can You know, because it obviously takes a bit of effort.
Takes a lot of effort.
So what kind of, like, I mean, what makes it worthwhile? What are the real benefits that people get from this that they're going to start to sort of notice?
Definitely they'll feel good. That's mm-hmm. the main thing. Because everybody, when they wake up, there'll be a thousand reasons to say, I don't want to get up from bed to exercise. Only one reason to get up and do it, you know. And when they really do it, they'll get the satisfaction of, I've done enough today.
And does it help with sleep?
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of sleep.
So you sleep better when you exercise a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, with confidence and stuff, you said before, it kind of helps with that too.
Yes, very much so.
And, you know, so people leave here. What do you say to people who are leaving?
I say, because in here you really have to start a routine. So exercising is a very good thing to start your day, exercising, meditating. So when they leave, I hope that they continue exercising to keep the healthy body.
And would you need to be sort of doing the same amount as you do here?
Probably to fill in most of their time more. Yeah.
And would they need to sort of go to a gym then for this? Would you need to join a gym or could you do it at home?
Depends what they want to achieve. Yeah, if you just want to maintain, you can actually just get cheap gym sets and just do it at home. But if you want like six packs and all that, then go to the gym.
Yeah, and you'd sort of suggest that they have to sort of continue with the aerobic and the strength.
Yes, everything. Cardio is really, really good to get your heart pumping up and really wake you up in the morning.
And is there kind of a recommended, because I know you do the personal training, is there a recommended kind of approach to this, like that you do, say, one day aerobic, one day strength? I mean, is it like that? Is it some type of schedule that people should follow?
For me, I like things like everything's balanced. So in here we do, like Monday, we do boot camp, Tuesday, core workout.
What's boot camp? Tell me more about that.
Boot camp is something like aerobics, so you really want to get the heart pumping and you do mini circuits to really work upper body.
So it's a bit of everything?
Yeah, a bit of everything.
So Monday, boot camp.
And Tuesday, core workout. It's a lot of abs working out the abs, and a lot of planking, sit-ups.
Oh, I hate planking.
Wednesday, we start doing some yoga. Yoga is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why is yoga crucial?
Because if you really go to the gym and your muscle be all tensed up, so when you really stretch it, you feel much better after that. And Thursday back to boot camp and Friday follow again. And
then Saturday, Sunday off.
Rest. Yeah.
Brilliant. So is there anything, any inspiring words or anything like that you have for people who might not be looking forward to doing exercise with you or with anybody?
I think that if you haven't tried, you really should give it a try, because so far with everyone that I've worked with, everyone seems to be more cheerful, healthy and smiling all the time. And it's really worth a try.
That's brilliant, Bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you.